house. The 16 preachers, listen. Bible school students, I want you to hear every word. The eyes of the Lord. Hear me now. The eyes of the Lord run, they run to and fro throughout the whole earth. In other words, God's looking for something. Because the eyes of the Lord are running to and fro, throughout the whole earth. Listen, you know what God's looking for? God is looking for miracle workers. God's looking for men and women that can work miracles. God's looking for men and women that'll burn out for God, that'll lay everything at His feet, that'll lay everything down at His feet, take up the cross daily and follow Jesus, say an eternal yes, yield to God, believe the promises of God from Genesis to Revelation, be filled with the Holy Ghost, go further, receive a double portion until the power of God saturates them and the Holy Ghost anoints them, because Isaiah said, the anointed, the yoke shall be broken because of the anointing. Amen. There has never been a time when so many people are yoked up with the devil. In the 28th chapter of Deuteronomy, Moses began to say, thou shalt serve thine enemy, thou shalt bow down to him, and he that is the devil shall put a yoke of iron around thy neck until thou be destroyed, because thou wouldst not hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God. We never lived in a day and an hour when there's so much sickness, disease, and infirmity in the church. Psychiatrists, medical doctors have never been so perplexed over the multitudes of people that are going violently insane and nervous collapse overnight. America's number one sickness is not cancer or heart disease. It is mental sickness. Every other bed in the nation is occupied by somebody who's mentally sick. There has never been a time when so many people crossed the nation, flying from every state in the Union, coming from the islands of the sea. Many of them are telling me, in my town, in my city, there is no church where I can be healed by God's power. Listen, God, in this day and in this hour, is looking for miracle workers. He's looking for young people. He's looking for old alike. Because Joel in the second chapter declared that God would pour out of His Spirit on all flesh. Joel said further that God was going to restore to the church all the gears, the cankerworm, the caterpillar, and the palmer worm were destroyed. But that he meant God was going to restore the gift of healing to the church. This day, God was going to restore the gift of miracles, the gift of wisdom and knowledge and everything the early church had. The church today, God promised He's going to have it because He is going to restore everything the devil took away. In 1 Corinthians 12, 13 and 14, God has listed 9 supernatural gifts. One of those 9 supernatural gifts is the gift of miracles. Another is the gift of healing. Hear me, 1900 years ago, Jesus called His disciples around Him, laid His hands upon them, called them, and commissioned them, ordained them and set them aside, and when He called them, He commissioned them to preach the word. And He said further to them, let me quote to you from Matthew 10:7. He said, preach, saying the kingdom of heaven is at hand. But He said, don't until He receives. And physically sick and soul sick world, dying without God, you can't even give Him salvation until first you've received it. You can't heal the sick, neither can you lay hands on people, command that they receive the Holy Ghost, unless you've received a mighty endowment of power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost. 1900 years ago, Jesus commissioned His disciples to preach, but not to preach only. Philip went to Samaria, and to win the heathen and bring the multitudes to God. It's going to take more than a weak, insipid little lectureship. It's going to take the mighty power of God and the supernatural ministry that Jesus had. Philip knew it wasn't enough to preach Christ. He preached Christ unto them, but nobody believed the word that He said until they saw the miracles He performed. And the scripture said, the multitudes gave heed unto the things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing. Yeah. What? Hearing and seeing. Hearing and seeing the miracles he performed. And when they saw the miracles that he performed, he had no trouble in getting the seasons for Christ. He had a citywide revival, and the mighty said there was much rejoicing in that city. 1900 years ago, the Lord Jesus Christ called us and gave us the Great Commission. And he said, go ye. This is the Great Commission. And the unfulfilled commission is the disobeyed command. Because when he said go, he commanded it. Did he do that? He commanded us to go. He commanded us to preach the gospel to every creature. And he said, this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness. The literal rendering means with something evidential, with signs, with wonders, and with miracles. But after 1900 years, did you know that today that there are 400 that have never heard the name of Jesus? Around the world, there's still 200, there's 2,000 tongues without even the gospel, that much of the Bible, without even the gospel of John. Not one page of the Bible, not that much. 1,800 languages into which no portion, not one page of the Bible has ever been translated. Church, don't you tell me you're ready for Jesus when there's still 1,800 languages, 2,000 tribes, and 2,000 tongues that have never heard this, that have never read it, but God said it was going to be published in all nations. It's going to be preached, not just a little lectureship, but it's going to be preached as Philip preached it. We just came from one of the greatest overseas campaigns we've ever preached. From the Muslim capital of the Philippines. One great tribe of Muslims, they call them there, 300,000. And the old-fashioned missionary method, I have the book in my briefcase. There's only one way. One missionary sponsored by a full gospel denomination from America said that the Muslims could ever be won. He said they must be won only one at a time. One for the congregation, one a preacher, only two. The preacher, personal work, one at a time, one at a time. But when that missionary from one of the leading full gospel denominations here in America sat on our platform, and even in the mornings when Brother Rogers made one simple, clean-cut altar call, bringing the people away from the sin and away from idol worship and away from the devil and away from their false doctrines and away from their false prophets to Christ only, Jesus only, and in an afternoon service, literally see thousands pack and jam around a platform, and I look and I see the Muslim priests with their white paraphernalia on their heads, and oh, then the Muslim men and the Muslim women denoted by their peculiar dress, and that missionary looked and he said, my God, this must be God's time to reach the Muslims. And I said, brother, God has always been ready. It is already ready and always been God's time. And the man said, surely this must be God's time. He said, we have never seen God move, and we have never seen the Muslims come to God by the thousand. Why, his old method, one at a time, and maybe work for months on one Muslim and then not win him for Christ. In the same book, here is what he said. He said, if any missionary doing a lifetime of ministry among the Muslims, if he in a whole lifetime of missionary efforts could win one adult Muslim for Christ, then he could die knowing and having the consolation that his life and his ministry had been a complete success if he could win only one adult Muslim for God in a lifetime. But when he saw them coming by the thousand, I think he's going to rewrite his book. I said, I believe he's going to rewrite his book. Why, he said, this must be God's time. He said, I've never seen anything like this in all my life. He said, Brother Allen, he said, this isn't what we believed. This isn't what we've been taught. This is not what we've been preached. And I thought, my God, it's been in the book all the time. Where did I get my wild ideas? That's what some people... Brother, I got it out of the Bible. He said to me, have you written a book? I said, not along this line, but I know somebody else wrote one. Somebody else wrote one. Somebody else wrote a book. Somebody else wrote a book. The Holy Ghost wrote a book. This book would tell us how to get the job done. But hear me, friend, 1900 years ago, Christ gave the Great Commission, and he said, go ye, but how in the world can the church declare and say she is ready for the coming of Jesus? But when from the fingertips of the church, put your hands out, everybody. Put your hands out in front of you. Just put your hands out. Look at them. To my Bible school students and high school students here from the school in Miracle Valley, put your hands up. Can you say, can the church declare she is ready for the coming of Jesus when in our generation we let 750 million heathen slip through our fingers? I said the church can't be ready. The church is not ready for the coming of Jesus when in our generation we let 750 million heathen slip through our fingers in one generation. In my life,